What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Tuesday, June 6th, 2017. Getting into the week here. It is the 73rd anniversary of the invasion of the Normandy beaches on D-Day. Not a very, very happy anniversary. Over 425,000 people were killed during that Battle of Normandy, almost 500,000. And if you go out there and visit today, the wreckage of many of the landing ships, tanks, airplanes are still all over the ocean floor there. And I guess they're trying to run it as a tourist attraction for divers to go on out and look at some of that stuff. And we have that obviously here in Hawaii with the Missouri and the Arizona. You're not allowed to dive on the Arizona, but there are other sunken ships off the coastline which are made available to diving tourism, as it were. Quick little program reminder. On Thursday, June 8th, we're going to have Phil Turney and Dave Gaheri talking to us about the USS Liberty and Israel's attack on that. And on Friday, of course, as always, the lovely Lady Claire will be joining us in hour number three. All right, let's talk about what's going on over in Qatar, because there is something very chaotic, spinning out of control over there. Most people are saying that really nobody should get involved in this. This is between Saudi Arabia and Qatar. Apparently Trump went on over there and saying Qatar was financing global terrorism, even though there are indications that many countries are doing that, including the United States. But even though we have articles like in The Guardian saying don't pick a side on this one, Trump has. He's taken the side of Saudi Arabia. He's congratulating all these other countries for cutting off communications with Qatar. And it's very, very worrying, and Donald Trump is out there tweeting, this will be the beginning of the end of the horror of terrorism. And the problem is, every time the United States wants to attack another country, they promise us it will be the end of terrorism, and of course that never really happens. Because it is the attacking of countries that leads to real terrorism, and of course all the rest are actors supporting the war agenda. In fact, I think probably most acts of terror are, in fact, false flag hoaxes to push along some kind of a military or draconian agenda. We'll be getting into that a little bit later with something Theresa May just got done saying. Meanwhile, the Pentagon is out there directly contradicting the president and saying Qatar needs to be praised for its enduring commitment to regional security. Now, from the Pentagon's point of view, Qatar is home to a key base that houses 11,000 American troops and the U.S. military regularly uses to launch airstrikes against ISIS and other groups in the region. So the Pentagon needs to be on good terms with Qatar. And so the question is, why all of a sudden now? Why? What's going on here? Well, one possibility is that Qatar is a nation that is rich in natural gas, but most of it lies offshore. And there is a demarcation line between Qatar's offshore natural gas fields and those belonging to Iran, which is just across the strait there. And this may be a move by Saudi Arabia to gain control of that natural gas and possibly even push that boundary with Iran a little bit, which might lead to war. But there is another issue, and that is that we are still hearing talk about an eventual, unavoidable war with Iran. And all of this diplomatic chaos is actually pushing Qatar to move closer to Iran, Russia, and China. And that could cause a little bit of a problem, because if Qatar is aligned with Iran, Iran could forward base on Qatar, and that would give them tactical control over that part of the strait. There may be another issue here, that if Qatar and Iran ally and Saudi Arabia attacks Qatar, Iran would be required to come on in, and that would open the door to the war with Iran that everybody's been talking about going all the way back to the 1990s. So it looks like they're getting ready to really ramp up the war and just uncork. And the Qataris are emptying the banks. They're emptying the stores. Everybody there is just afraid that this is going to be the end of the world here. Meanwhile, over in Great Britain, a little bit of an awkward moment, because as you know, the Home Office prepared a document that points the finger at Saudi Arabia as the primary state sponsor of terror in the region and in Europe. They're saying it's a sensitive report. They don't want to release it. There are growing calls for the release. And obviously, if that report comes on out, it undermines the current propaganda saying that Qatar is the main sponsor of terror. So a little bit of conflicting propaganda going on here. Meanwhile, somebody got into the email of Yusuf al-Otaiba, who is a contributor. He's one of Washington's most influential foreign operatives. And they got his emails that were going to Huffington Post and Daily Beast. This is coming out of The Intercept. And Otaiba is the United Arab Emirates ambassador to the United States. And apparently it revealed that the U.S. was working with the United Arab Emirates against Iran and Qatar. So that is all coming to light. A lot of very backroom politics going on. We're going to do a quick shout out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. We're still hearing from the Bilderberg meeting. And it wasn't all that long ago where if you talked about the Bilderbergers, oh, that's a conspiracy theory. That doesn't happen. Now, of course, it's pretty much acknowledged. There is this annual gathering of the Bilderbergers. It's in Virginia this year. They are having to make some public pronouncements, which may or may not have any bearing on what's really going on. But the indications are that one of their top items of discussion is Donald Trump, who is seen as an enemy of the globalist movement, as is any leader of a sovereign nation that wants to stay sovereign, which I guess would also include Vladimir Putin. Now, there is a story that came on out here, and it was in Raw Story, and I'm not sure. This feels kind of wanky. Based on usual anonymous leakers from inside the White House, blah, 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 they're out there saying that Donald Trump is looking to fire Jeff Sessions because Sessions recused himself from the investigation into Russian meddling, which led to the appointment of the independent counsel. And then it concludes with this declarative statement. If Attorney General Sessions is fired, it's all going to be about Russia. You see how they're still trying to push this Russia thing. And they're trying to get very, very devious about it, because just coming on out and say Russia helped Donald Trump, Russia collusion, nobody's buying that anymore. So they're trying to do what's called a propaganda laundry, where they're going to keep pushing this idea that Russia was aiding Donald Trump in the election. Russia was hacking this. Russia was hacking that. But it's going to come through circuitous sources to make it seem like it's a foregone conclusion. And you weren't supposed to hear about this, but it does support the Russian situation. Now, remember, wasn't that long ago that Georgia's Secretary of State, Brian Kemp, was looking at their voter database. There were hacker attempts on that were blamed on Russia. And he said, no, it tracked back to the Department of Homeland Security. Then there was that other flashback story from about a month ago where the FBI tried to bribe an arrested hacker in Europe with cash and U.S. citizenship to say that he hacked the DNC server for Trump and Putin. And the hacker decided he didn't want to go along with that. And he's out there with his lawyer saying they tried to bribe him to say, yes, I was a hacker for Putin. Now, remember, all of the election fraud that has been documented from last year all favored Hillary Clinton. So the story that Russia was hacking the election to help Donald Trump, it doesn't make any sense. They haven't found any election fraud that favored Donald Trump. Now, here's a very, very interesting story. This is coming out of 12160. And it's talking about this company, CrowdStrike. Now, CrowdStrike was this security company that was hired by the DNC and the Hillary campaign to watch over their servers. And part of what they did was an intrusion analysis. In other words, they actually hacked the DNC servers to see if it was possible. And it turns out their chief technology officer, Dmitry Alperovich, has apparent ties to the U.S. intelligence community. And apparently CrowdStrike has done work for them, and apparently they're one of the groups that will fabricate fake evidence on demand for the U.S. intelligence community. So in other words, the DNC actually paid CrowdStrike to fake a Russian hack attack on their servers. And this brings us to the story of Reality Lay Winner. And I know it sounds like a bizarre name. It turns out she actually changed her name legally to Reality. We don't know what it was before. And she's all of a sudden, now this is the lady who got arrested for leaking a document to The Intercept over at Glenn Greenwald. And apparently Greenwald made the mistake of publishing the scans of the documents that she sent to him, which is supposed to be this NSA document showing that Russia was interfering with the U.S. election. And frankly, this feels like a psyop. They're just putting so much attention on her, and they're selling this story on the corporate media. She's been on Fox News already four times this morning. And apparently she had a top secret clearance, even though she was posting these rants about President Trump all over her social media. Apparently she was a Bernie Sanders supporter. At one point she posted, "Being white is terrorism." So we're dealing with somebody who's got issues. And frankly, it feels like a propaganda stunt. That they're saying, oh, well, you know, she leaked this NSA document that says Russia was hacking the election, so it must be true. No, not necessarily. In fact, there really isn't a lot in that NSA document other than a rehash of the previous unsubstantiated allegations. And I think Greenwald got played. I think he got played on this. And I don't think this lady, reality winner, is going to go to jail. She's a front. And there are already intelligence officials who, or former intelligence operatives coming out and say, this article says there's no real evidence. It's just a rehash of the same propaganda all over again. Now, obviously, Glenn Greenwald has damaged himself and The Intercept very, very badly, because when you're in this line of work, you protect your sources at all costs. You never want to get a reputation that you've burned a source. All of a sudden, people stop talking to you. And I take it as a point of pride that in the over 20 years that I have been doing this, I've never burned a source. There have been times when I have buried a story rather than risk having it track back to a source. So this is another propaganda setup. They're trying to do propaganda laundry, release it through these circuitous means to try and convince you, oh, it must be real. This was a classified document. It's been leaked out. It must be true. No, it's a hoax. It's another hoax. All right, let's take a phone call. Mark in North Carolina, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
How you doing, Mike? Mike, I don't know if you remember yesterday I was putting down Breitbart. Well, that was the story about CrowdStrike started it when, I don't know if you know, what's his name? I'm talking about the guy who used to be a reporter for Breitbart. He's Lanahan.
Yes.
Something like that. Okay, anyway, he said he was fired because he wanted to keep on reporting on CrowdStrike, and Breitbart people told him no. All right? Now, I just found something else out very interesting. I just listened to Paul Joseph Watson before you, and Watson said that they fired another reporter at Breitbart for saying supposedly anti-Muslim tweet. I looked it up. I Googled it and looked it up. It was Katie McHugh. He said something to the fact that if these people hadn't been here at the time, they wouldn't have committed this terrorist attack, something of that sort. So it wasn't anything extreme.
Sounds like common sense to me.
Breitbart is out of it now. I think we got to understand they're not alternate news. They are part of the establishment. They're fake news.
They've been co-opted. They've been co-opted ever since Andrew Breitbart died. It's been co-opted, obviously.
Well, no, Bannon was good.
Bannon was good. Yeah, you're right. Bannon was good, but ever since Bannon went to the White House, they've obviously just sold out, or whoever Bannon left in charge, he did not pick his successors very carefully.
I think the guy they left in charge is this guy, Alexander Marlowe. And the other guy is Boyle. Both of them, they're both very inexperienced. They know what they're doing, and they're very overcautious. I mean, Bannon wasn't afraid to say anything. He had Roger Stone on there almost as much as InfoWars has him on now. He had all kinds of people on it, and Stone would say stuff like the Bushes were behind the Kennedy killing. The Bushes were behind the HW is behind the killing of Ronald Reagan. And he would say that on Breitbart's show. I mean, you know, because he wrote a book about the Bushes at the time. He was not afraid, you know, and Bannon wouldn't mind at all. I mean, this was almost like InfoWars at the time. They're very close, or almost like you, like listening to you.
Okay.
But now, they're totally useless, and I think people have to know. Stop listening to them. Stop, you know, supporting a website. We got to bring them down. We've made them. The people made them. It was a populist kind of uprising that made that new site and made the show. And now we, the people, got to bring them down. Take them down. Finished. They don't deserve to be there anymore.
Okay.
They're betraying the very people that made them big. You know what I mean?
Well, you know, obviously, anybody who's perceptive, who's been following along, is going to be looking at Breitbart and realizing that they have lost the old Breitbart magic or the Bannon magic. And I've gotten a lot of emails from people saying, don't even bother linking to them anymore. It's really kind of a lot of nonsense here. Anyway, Mark, I'm going to let you go, and we're going to take another phone call. Thank you for the call. Steve in California. Aloha, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I just sent you an article, Michael, on the B-52 that was intercepted by Russian fighters. And it's quite obvious that the United States is attempting to provoke the Russians into some kind of military action. So I just sent you that a little bit. I don't know if you've already picked up that stuff.
Okay. Are you still there?
Yeah.
We got a bad connection. We're going to have to reset our Skype over the next commercial break.
Are you still on?
Okay. All right. Do we still have Steve?
I'm here.
Oh, okay, Steve. So could you repeat what you just said?
Yeah, I just sent you an article, an email just a second ago, maybe 10 minutes ago, about Russian fighters intercepting a U.S. B-52 on the Russian border. And it just appears that the United States is trying to provoke a military response from Russia. So I just sent that over to you. You may want to discuss that a little bit later.
But, yeah, actually, also, it's in the talking points.
Yeah, I just want to bring attention to something that I saw today. It was very, very disturbing on RT News. It was headline news from RT. Russia Today, and they're talking about the Abu Ghraib prison scandal, and they actually showed some video that is currently going on today, and it was very, very disturbing. They actually showed torture on RT today of some,
yes,
how they hang a person down by their arms, and it's amazing. I was very upset to see this, but this is still going on, and just to let your listeners know, to go into tune into RT headline news today, and check out this segment, and I want no part of a government that condones this kind of treatment of humanity. This is amazing to see this, and it's very disturbing, and I want your listeners to take a look at that.
Yeah, we already have that on the front page of whatreallyhappened.com, and it is very alarming and disgusting, but again, looking at the conduct of the United States going all the way back, remember, before they started all this military action, the U.S. government literally went around the world to other governments and got treaties signed saying that U.S. officials and top military officers would not be subject to arrest for war crimes trials within their jurisdiction. And it just telegraphed. They were getting ready to commit war crimes. And then, of course, we had Abu Ghraib and all these other allegations. And okay. And it was just... they were telegraphing what was going to go on. And so we're seeing this continue, but it's not new. It's business as usual for the U.S. and its allies. They are engaging in this kind of behavior. They're not going to get actionable intelligence. They're going to get convenient confessions. And unfortunately, as they keep saying, 50 years from now, future generations are going to look on the Stars and Stripes with the same revulsion and disgust our generation looks on the swastika. And I don't want that to be something our grandchildren have to grow up enduring, but it looks like it's going to happen. Steve, we're going to let you go. We've got to take a break for commercials. For those of you on BAM User, you're going to hear us disconnect and reconnect the Skype and hopefully get a connection where I can hear our callers a little bit better. So we'll be right back.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show, and I hope that you can hear me clearly. I'm having a great deal of difficulty getting the feed from RBN and hearing the phone call. So I don't think we're going to take a lot of phone calls today, but we are going to take these last three here. So first of all, we're getting a story. Apparently, the Gulf states have now established a naval blockade around Qatar. They're just going to go on in. The war is on. It's insane here. Mike in Alaska, aloha. Oh. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Mike, are you there? Mike, I cannot hear you.
Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you now, yes. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to echo what your previous caller had said regarding Breitbart. They have fired one of their chief editors for some tweets that they put out in regards to the attacks in London. And it was basically, you know, if you didn't have some of these people here, this wouldn't, it was kind of like my previous call, but it was not a really out there, but they're cleaning. My point is they're really cleaning house, and with Bannon and Milo and now this lady gone, because of these tweets, it seems like they're, they're going pretty mainstream, and I would say that the audience, you know, if I don't go there much, but some people might, and to kind of take away their traffic is probably the best way to respond to some of this, because they're going the MSM route very quickly.
No, they got co-opted somehow. Either they got offered money or threatened or bribed or who knows what's going on. There literally is a war on between the corporate media and the independent media. And unfortunately, the corporate media's got all the money and absolutely no ethical constraints. So, you know, we're just going to have to work that much harder, I guess.
Mike, one quick thing regarding this leaker or supposed leaker.
Yes.
I'm of the same mindset as you that it sounds fishy. There's something not quite right here. But even if we took it at face value, it reminds me of something that, you know, John Rappaport with NoMoreFakeNews.com. He's sometimes on the InfoWars stuff. And something that he mentioned that struck me was with the universities and the amount of mental illness. Like, if you really look at the numbers, universities are almost incubators for mental illness these days.
It does seem like it, yes.
Some of the comments this young lady made about her own race, just all the craziness, looking at some of the photos you see of her, which are, I mean, I wouldn't let her near anything of mine, and she has top secret clearance. So I think what will happen with this, whether it's true or not, is that this could turn into a meme. The meme warfare stuff is quite effective to say, you know, take that photo of her that we've all seen now and say, you know, the face of feminism in 2017, and just say, what happened? She probably was a nice young lady at some point in her life. What happened? And did it have anything to do with public education or a university degree?
Because she probably still thinks she's a nice young lady. You know, it's just... But there's obviously been a huge amount of liberal indoctrination. I mean, that comment about whiteism being terrorism, that's real extremist, racist stuff. But she seems to think that's the new normal here.
Right, and that's something not to get too far into it, but that's my main concern, actually, like when I call, is there's a big group of this... you know, I'm white, she's white, but there's a cat lady block out there. And it's going to get crazy. And they're, you know, my age and younger. And it's going to get crazier with the, you know, as they get older, and then let's say the corporate stuff doesn't work out, it starts devolving into that where it's like, okay, well, now it's terrorism. And then they come after you and say, you know, how dare you just have a normal life and be happy and have a Corvette or whatever you've done with your life? It's like these are millions of people out there that are like this.
Well, you know, this open demonization of whiteness, is very alarming to a lot of people right now. We're headed into Zimbabwe territory. Anyway, Mike, I need to let you go. We need to take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back with a couple more phone calls.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective, and you may be paying the wrong party and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
NutriMedical's Calm Mind supports a relaxed mood and helps to support your brain neurotransmitter. Helps lower blood pressure. Helps to make you feel calm all day long and helps to make it easier to go to sleep. Calm Mind contains GABA. It also contains xanthine and L-theanine, an amino acid from green tea. And it contains myo-inositol, a special B vitamin. Because it's such high quality, it works amazingly for anxiety, panic attack, and for depression. Get Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. The special studies that have been done on Calm Mind show that it helps to stabilize the neurons in the brain, lower the autonomic nervous system that raises blood pressure, and it helps to support normal calming activity throughout the body. That means you're going to have much higher energy level, much more stable mood, be able to tolerate stress better, and it helps to stabilize blood sugar as well. So order Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're going to take two more phone calls, and then I think I'm just going to close the phone lines because we're having Skype connection issues, and I understand that you can all hear me fairly well, but I'm having a great deal of difficulty with the signal coming back, understanding the caller. So we're going to go to Peter in Los Angeles. Aloha, Peter. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I wanted to talk a little bit about an article you guys had up on What Really Happened yesterday. But before I go on, I want to say that there's a concerted effort, it seems to me, to turn and to ensure that all the corporate media outlets are secured for the deep state line. I believe that Andrew Breitbart was died under very suspicious circumstances.
Yeah,
probably, in my opinion, murdered.
Yes.
And then now it's what was an opposition voice to Obama now is not, and now aligned against Trump, really. But what I was calling about the article that you guys ran yesterday, that I believe was Investment Watch blog, they talked about Jeff Bezos and the Amazon owner who bought the Washington Post and had accepted a $600 million contract from the CIA. And he bought the Post for $250 million. And, you know, he's getting $600 million from the CIA. And how that's completely undercutting, of course, free journalism and freedom of speech and freedom of the press. And then when I had a discussion about this with my brother on the phone yesterday, he was poo-pooing it, saying, it's no big deal. You know, Amazon's huge. They have a lot of contracts with a lot of government agencies. And I said, well, it's not quite the same. This is the newspapers. This is one of the flagship newspapers. And I did some research, and I looked and saw that the New York Times barely mentioned it all. They're like down and dirty competitors with the Washington Post historically. And you would think if they were undercut, the Post, that by the CIA and their credibility, that the New York Times would be all over it. But they're not. And I thought that was curious too, Mike.
Well, you know, of course, the history of Operation Mockingbird, right?
Yes, of course, yes.
Yeah, and for those listeners who don't recall that, at the end of World War II, the U.S. government decided to look at the things the Nazis had done that worked to establish control over their population. Of course, they brought out over the German rocket scientists and a bunch of these other biological chemical weapons researchers. And one of the things they decided to do was to find a way to covertly take control of America's media the way the Nazi Party had done. And that was the origin of Operation Mockingbird, where they went on out and they did a study to say how many top managers in how many media organizations would they have to control in order to control what the American people were being told by the corporate media. And it turned out to actually be a rather small number. And so the CIA started putting their assets into these top positions through financial means, through sabotage, through whatever it took here. That's why today you have so many of these top media managers. They're alumni of Skull and Bones, which is deeply tied in with CIA. They toe the line. I remember this one story from back when the drug running out of MENA was trying to surface in the corporate media. And Sally Denton and Roger Morris wrote this wonderful story, The Crimes of MENA. They wrote it for the Washington Post. It was all fact-checked and cleared for publication by the Washington Post's own lawyers. And managing editor Bob Kaiser, a Skull and Bones alumni, spiked the story. And he wouldn't even explain why. And ultimately, Sally Denton and Roger Morris got it published over in Penthouse, for those of you who were looking at something other than the pictures. And so the story managed to get out that way. And, of course, the corporate media said, well, if it's in Penthouse, how can you possibly believe? And subsequently, of course, pretty much everything they reported in that article has been confirmed by multiple sources since then. Again, the one time that I was actually approached by CIA at CBS Television City, the first thing they wanted me to do was sabotage a rival show so that their CIA producer could get the time slot and blah, blah, blah. And unfortunately, I have this horrible curse of a moral sense, which is why I broke off all relations with those people at that point and lost my job at Television City within a month after that. So, I mean, that's how these guys work.
You know, Mike, honestly, I'm not exaggerating. I would believe the National Enquirer over the Post or the Times. Really?
Well, you know, the National Enquirer has a bad reputation, and at one time they deserved it, but then they got sued. I'm trying to remember who it was that sued them, whether I think it was Carol Burnett.
Yeah,
ever since then, the National Enquirer, they actually do some decent fact-checking on their stories. It's sensationalized. It's still tabloidized. But there's a lot of interesting information that you can glean from that. And every once in a while, I'll look at a copy for some of the stuff that was coming out about Obama. A lot of it is junk and nonsense. But like anything else in the media, you go through and you ferret out what makes sense to you. And that applies not just to the National Enquirer, but to CNN, Fox, WhatReallyHappened.com, Republic Broadcasting.
Well, the National Enquirer does fact check.
Yeah, the Times
do not.
You know, yeah. If you want to see what the National Enquirer used to be like, pick up the Midnight Sun.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
what really amazes me is they put that stuff on the newsstands right at the checkout counter, and like, you know, this is what Americans are supposed to think is news, along with all the celebrity gossip magazines. No wonder Americans are clueless. They're more worried about what the Kardashians are doing than what our government is doing over in the Middle East.
And, you know, people are so trapped within what is the politically correct paradigm, the acceptable narrative as to what they will believe. There's some things that are unfashionable to believe, and that drives me really crazy.
Yeah, well, political correctness, I think, is beginning to crumble because they pushed it way too far, to the point where everybody said, you know, it's impossible to be politically correct anymore. I'm going to quit trying. You know, to heck with political correctness. I'm going to speak my mind. I'm going to go back to speaking what...
Hello?
I think.
Hello?
Okay? All right,
yeah,
well, Peter, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go. We're going to take one more phone call, then we're going to close the lines because I'm having a real hard time understanding the callers. Frank in North Carolina, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, Mike. Of course, this is the 50th. This week is the 50th anniversary of the attack on the USS Liberty, and I did call the White House comment line today, and they seemed very interested in what I had to say. I kind of got the feeling that I was probably the only one that had ever called in and mentioned it to them, and I was hoping that maybe President Trump might recognize these survivors and maybe commemorate those who perished in that attack. But I somehow get the feeling that I may be like one of the only people that called in this year for the 50th anniversary. So anyway, I did want to comment.
Well, before you move on here, you know, at this point, it is a complete waste of time to communicate to any politician. Or anybody in the corporate media, they're not interested in what you have to say. They're not going to do anything about it. Let us, you know, move into a peer-to-peer communication system. Tell all your friends about the USS Liberty and what happened. We're certainly going to spend a lot of time of it on Thursday's show.
Personally, I hold them accountable, though. I want to know that I know. And
they don't care. They don't care. They're sociopaths.
You know what? If nobody calls in, they don't care. I guarantee you, if 100,000 people called in, they would care.
If we're going to get 200,000 people to call on in, let's call on in and tell them to get out of these wars before we start getting nuclear weapons all over the place here. This situation in Qatar could explode into full-blown World War III. You know, in moments.
CrowdStrike, by the way, this is the reason for my call. CrowdStrike has been exposed by Dr. David Duke as an Israeli, dual Israeli company. And I knew that when I first heard the first inkling of CrowdStrike. I said, well, that's a Jewish company, I guarantee it. Sure enough, he went through the names, and they're all Jewish.
Well, I thought their chief technology officer has a Russian name.
But a Russian Jew? They're Jewish.
Okay. All right. Well, fine. I guess so. Yeah.
And
not surprised.
Alex Jones is a chauffeur for Israel. I mean, he assigns no role, no blame to Israel or dual Israeli citizens or anything anymore. I mean, he used to make a footnote of it once in a while. If anybody sold out, it's Alex Jones. He's the biggest Benedict Arnold I have ever seen.
Well, the issue of Israel is why Alex Jones and I had to part company some years ago.
I know.
There's actually a YouTube video out there of Alex Jones just saying, I'm a supporter of Israel. I will always support Israel. And, of course, after he made that statement, you know, funding for his studios and everything started pouring on in. So, you know, that's where we are with that. Anyway, Frank, I'm going to let you go.
For the money.
All right. I could use a little more money myself, but there are certain things I will not do for it. We're going to close the phone lines here because for some reason today our Skype communications are not working very well, and I'm just really having a very hard time understanding the phone calls. So getting on back to the news here, we got this breaking story where the Gulf states have now imposed a naval blockade on Qatar. The people of Qatar are absolutely panicking. They're emptying their bank accounts. They're emptying the supermarkets. And it does look like that country is going to get picked off very, very quickly, whether it's this is about giving Saudi Arabia control of Qatar's natural gas resources or whether this is the opening gambit to provoke a war with Iran. Will be seen. But it just feels like the entire world is just cocked and ready to go off into big mistake number three. Technically, I think we can acknowledge we've been in World War III for quite a few years now. But there's certainly a lot of escalation ahead of us, and we need to be prepared to deal with that. Now, getting on back to local politics, apparently over in West Dallas, they have started arresting people in this massive voter fraud case where people were getting absentee ballots, forging the signatures, and filling them out. And apparently they have found in West Dallas and Grand Prairie 700 suspicious mail-in ballots, which were sequestered. They were taken out. They were not counted. Now they're tracking down the people behind them, and they're starting to arrest. So, yeah, our elections are crooked. They're designed to be crooked. Our entire election system is designed to facilitate and then conceal massive election fraud. That's what those electronic machines do. They make it easier to steal elections and not be discovered. Now, as you know, there is a brand new investigation into Hillary Clinton. And it apparently centers on how Hillary tried to shut down a Bangladesh government probe of a Clinton Foundation donor by threatening them with an IRS audit. This is coming from Peter Schweizer, the author of Clinton Cash. And apparently the investigation is over how Hillary Clinton was trying to block a corruption probe. And apparently the prime minister of Bangladesh is saying that Hillary was pressuring them to donate to the Clinton Foundation, and she would do good things for them. So it's a big, ugly situation. Now, here is what may be going on, and I did talk about this last year. We are seeing a growing movement within the Democratic leadership. They want Hillary to go away. She has become an albatross around their necks. There's a video over at 12160 of young Democratic voters saying, stop blaming others for loss. It's time to move on. They're getting sick of her. She's just coming across as a caricature of her former self. And, of course, nobody wants to get anywhere near the really big scandal of the email server, possible espionage. So they're looking for some device where they can damage her politically to get her to shut up and go away. And they're probably going to send a little message saying, you're never going to go to jail on this, but you are going to get kicked out of public life. And meanwhile, we'll keep the big, ugly secret, the one that you could actually go to jail for, hidden from the American people. So I think that's what we're starting to see. They're looking for some scandal that's just large enough to get her out of public life before the really big scandal explodes from all the people digging at it here. Now, Hillary has another problem, and this is coming from Linda Ives, and this goes all the way back 30 years. Almost 30 years, to when Bill Clinton was governor of Arkansas, and it's a story that is known as the train deaths. And basically, Kevin Ives and Don Henry, two teenagers, were discovered chopped up on the tracks of a train. And the official story by Fahmy Malik, who was Bill Clinton's, you know, favorite medical examiner, was they were smoking marijuana, fell asleep on the tracks, and didn't hear the train coming. The engineer said that the bodies had been covered with a tarp. He didn't realize what it was until he'd hit it. Now, the evidence seems to indicate these two kids had accidentally witnessed one of these Iran-Contra drug drops, and they were killed to cover it up because the Ives, after Fahmy Malik said it was marijuana in the train, they paid for their own medical examiner. They had the bodies exhumed, and they discovered there were other wounds on the body that could not be explained by being run over by a train. So this is now going to court, and basically the lawsuit is against some of the three-letter agencies that had to be involved in what amounts to a massive murder, cover-up. And we certainly know there have been a lot of those in the history of the Clintons. And I hope Linda Ives is wearing her Kevlar undies, stays out of small airplanes, avoids long walks in suburban Washington, D.C. parks, because people who are threats to the Clintons have a bad habit of dying under very questionable circumstances. Remember last year we had something, what was it, five people who were threats to the Clintons, and they all died in the space of like 2 months, including Seth Rich. Now, as you know, over on Broadway, there have been a lot of plays that are out there attacking Donald Trump and, you know, even to the point of harassing the vice president when he went to see one of the plays. But apparently there's an off-Broadway play that was taking jabs at President Trump. It's called Building the Wall. It was written by Pulitzer and Tony-winning political playwright Robert Schenken. And it is now closing because apparently nobody's interested in seeing off-Broadway plays that poke fun at the president, and ticket sales were reported to be dismal. And that is a bad word to theater. All right, we're going to take another break for some commercials. We'll be back with more news after these few words.
The new word on the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide. Foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them, and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And please do not call because we are not taking phone calls today. There's an issue with our Skype connection where you can hear me just fine. I'm having tremendous difficulty being able to understand the caller. So we're just going to do nothing but news today. Now, let's get back on over to London. We're still seeing all the nattering and gromishing going on about the London Bridge terror attack and all of these indications that these attackers were known to authorities. They were declared to be low priority. Nobody was really interested. Apparently, one of these terrorists was allowed to work at Westminster Station despite it being known he had jihadist views. This is Khurram Shahzad Butt, one of the three London Bridge attackers, was allowed to work at a tube station, even after he featured in this TV documentary about British jihadists in which he prayed to this black flag in Regent's Park, which some say was the flag of ISIS. Now, a lot of people think that this attack, like so many others, was a staged false flag to push the war agenda or to influence the upcoming elections. But if you take it at face value, let us stipulate for reasons of analysis that it's all true. That these guys just float into England over the open borders, that they were known to have dangerous views, that their friends were calling the terrorist hotline, the FBI issued a warning, and still the terror attack was allowed to happen. It tells us basically that all these intelligence agencies are totally incompetent. For all the talk about bigger budgets and we need to take away your freedoms and we need to spy on you and we need to have access to all your computers and we need to ban encryption. We need to have little secret codes on your printers so that we can identify what printer documents come from and all the rest of it. It doesn't work, does it? It doesn't work. Well, if it doesn't work, give us back our freedoms. Give us back our right to privacy. Taking it away has not solved the terror problem. Give us back our right to freedom of speech. Taking that away hasn't solved the terror problems. Stop attacking the Second Amendment. That's not going to stop the terror problems. Nothing the British or the U.S. government has done in the name of halting terrorism has halted terrorism. It's a grand, massive, expensive, unconstitutional failure. It's time for a change. Remember, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different outcome. It isn't working. If you believe the official story, then all of this NSA spying, CIA spying, FBI infiltration, undercover, this and that, none of it's working, is it? There needs to be a new approach. Now, Nigel Farage is out there saying it is time for internment camps for these terrorist suspects, for these asylum seekers. Don't just put them out in the general population without any vetting. Meanwhile, Robert Fisk has hit the nail right on the head. Britain cannot launch wars abroad and be safe at home. I mean, looking back at World War II, Britain secured its borders because they were concerned about German infiltrators. Britain's making war across the Middle East. The borders are wide open. What kind of stupid is that? We'll be right back after station identification.
Probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap, but did you know some companies take shortcuts? At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk.
That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.